This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The devastation in Uvalde, Texas is top of mind for many teachers. Rebecca Gamboa is a fifth grade teacher at Madison Elementary in West Suburban Lombard. Gamboa shares how she's processing the tragedy and how she's navigating it with her 11-year-old students.
It was about 5 minutes before students were dismissed. My phone buzzed and I looked down and I saw the CNN notification, elementary school shooting. And immediately I was like, again? And then I got in the car. I was getting on 355 when they came on and announced the first update, which was 14 students. And I was sitting at a red light and I just started sobbing because it is just devastating to hear that. As an elementary teacher, you can picture in your mind, I have 19 kids in my class. So today, we always start with, though, how are you feeling? Let's just open it up and talk. And I had a student who was like, well, I'm feeling really sad for Texas. There were a couple that were like, well, what happened in Texas? I kind of let the kids lead that discussion. Someone said, well, there was a school shooting and a lot of kids were killed. I had one student who I think was up a lot of the night looking online and researching, because he made the comment like, don't research about school shooters. Like, to me, my heart broke. At 11 years old, you should be up at night like playing, I don't know, Among Us or Roblox. Someone brought up, well, he walked into the school and they were like, well, would that happen here? And so we talked about, we have locked doors. We have, like, we all carry walkie-talkies. That's one of the reasons why we all have walkie-talkies, because we do drills, like we practice. You are in a building full of adults who will do whatever it takes to keep you safe. And they were like, is it scary? And I was like, yeah, as a teacher, yeah, it's scary. I have a lot of that's a lot of responsibility. When I was talking with a representative in Washington, D.C., there was a college student who was about to graduate and be a teacher. And she brought up that for her generation, it's not a second thought that going into education, you might be risking your life. This is my 26th year. I never would have thought in college, like, oh yeah, I'm going to be a teacher. And that means I might have to give up my life because I'm going to have to protect my students. I will do it in a heartbeat and I would not hesitate, but that wasn't in the forefront of my mind. And our college graduates now, that is something they consider. I really have had kind of a hard time myself processing. I'm one of the directors for the Illinois Education Association. I sit on the National Education Association Board of Directors. So I've talked with elected leaders about school safety, and it's frustrating because I hear a lot of we want to help, but don't see a lot of action. I think that was what led to the like tears. I want to say that we're going to see things change going forward, but history has shown us that it doesn't change. So like trying to process through that and not give in to the hopelessness, because if you give in to the hopelessness, then you just are saying, we are thinking that this is acceptable, which it isn't acceptable. It's helped to like talk to colleagues. It has helped immensely to be around kids. They are very passionate about what they believe. And they've brought up like, there needs to be laws to stop this. There needs to be people who say this is enough. So it also gives me hope.
Fifth grade teacher Rebecca Gamboa at Madison Elementary in West Suburban Lombard, reflecting on the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. WBEZ's Susie Ahn produced this feature.